I speak to you in the name of Jesus, risen from the dead. Amen. Seventy-5 years ago yesterday, American troops commanded by General George Patton liberated the Nazi killing camp Buchenwald. Just 1 hour later, Rabbi Herschel Schachter commandeered a jeep and drove to the camp. When he arrived at the camp, it seemed that no one remained alive. Through the stench of fires, burning flesh, and piles of dead bodies, he searched for any sign of life. Seeing a young American lieutenant, he asks, "Are there any Jews alive here?" He was led to a section of the camp, a smaller camp within a larger camp. There, lying on filthy raw wooden planks, stacked from floor to ceiling, he saw emaciated men. They stared at him in his uniform with unmistakable fright. "Shalom Aleichem, Yidden," Rabbi Schachter cried out in Yiddish, "Sie sind frei." "Peace be to you, Jews. You are free." Running from barracks to barracks, he repeated his cry until he was joined by those Jews who could walk, a pilgrimage of hope regained. As he passed a mound of bodies, he saw a small flicker of movement. Looking closer, he saw a small boy, prisoner 17030. With tears streaming down his face, Rabbi Schachter picked up the small boy and asked his name. The boy was barely alive and so far from living that he could neither laugh nor cry. Rabbi Schachter discovered nearly 1,000 orphan children in Buchenwald and eventually arranged for their transportation to Palestine. Rabbi Schachter remained in Buchenwald for months, distributing matzo. Liberation had come just 1 week after Passover, leading services and conducting Sabbath services. Nothing had prepared this rabbi for his encounter with Buchenwald. And although he returned to the United States and became the spiritual leader of a major Orthodox synagogue in the Bronx for 50 years, nothing in his life could have graced the world more than his proclamation to the Jews of Buchenwald, "Shalom Aleichem, Yidden, Sie sind frei." Before he died at the age of 95, Rabbi Schachter was remembered in a meeting with President Barack Obama and religious leaders of Israel at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial in Israel. Our world has recovered from the wretched evil of Nazi tyranny and inhumanity, but there is still violence rupturing the world and its peoples. There is still vile persecution, discrimination, racism, and darkness. But we have come to this day, Easter Day, free of the worst of hungers, safe mostly in our homes, believing that God is trustworthy and reliable. But now we are pinned in our homes, most of us unable to travel our neighborhoods and cities. We are fighting the silent invader of our communities. Look with alarm at the gurneys in emergency wards. Admit our self-imposed fears of the plague. Acknowledge our fears for ourselves and our children. And wouldn't we be receptive to some promising words of hope? Early on the first day of the week, that woman, Mary Magdalene, came to the tomb, found the covering removed, and ran to find Peter and John. They came, they saw, and they went back home. And Mary was left alone, weeping. Against the early shadows of the morning, she saw someone. She thought he might be the gardener. But when he spoke, all was forgiven. "Mary," he said. And she knew and cried out, "Rabbi." It doesn't take much imagination, and if it does, it's worth the effort to listen more closely to this quiet, dew-spattered exchange. It might have gone like this: Shalom Aleichem, Mary, Sie sind frei. Peace be to you, Mary, you are free. Well, it might have sounded like that if Jesus had spoken Yiddish and Mary understood Yiddish. When her rabbi friend left until another time, Mary ran home, robes swirling around her, joy spilling from every breath, crying to her friends, I have seen the Lord, I have seen the Lord. Tell all the world that I have seen the Lord, and He has set me free. We're all going to be Yiddish then for today. You know, Yiddish, that hybrid language, merging bits of Hebrew, German, and Polish, was the spoken language for many European Jews brought to America, where it graced the streets of New York City's Lower East Side for decades. Let us be Yiddish for a day, and when we leave this place, cry to the whole world, Shalom Aleichem, alle Menschen, Sie sind frei. Peace be to you, all people, you are free. The Lord has risen, we have seen the Lord, and you are free. With such peace and freedom, we will never be the same. We are all saying that after the terrible pestilence passes us by, we will never be the same. Our economy will not be the same. Our schools and businesses will not function the same way. The way we engage each other and gather in public will not be the same. Church life may never be the same. But those kinds of not the same pale beside the change that has set us free and given us new life. The small boy, Rabbi Schachter, found in Buchenwald, liberated and sent to Palestine, grew up to be Rabbi Israel Meir Lau. Rabbi Lau served as the chief Ashkenazi rabbi of Israel for 10 years and later served as chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. When he met with President Obama, he thanked the American people for delivering Buchenwald survivors from death to life. We have a different rabbi. His name is Jesus. He was not an army chaplain. He did not speak Yiddish. He did not liberate a concentration camp. But he walked out of the place of death and set us free. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Shalom Aleichem, Freunden. Sie sind frei. Peace be to you, friends. You are free. Now tell everyone you meet the good news. Amen.